Welcome to the Waco Experience, an American story.
We the people.
With your host, D. Scott Smith.
In order to form a more perfect union.
Interviews with leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations.
Promote the general welfare.
Jobs, products and services, and infrastructure for strong communities.
Secure the blessings of liberty.
The Waco Experience is an American story, a story of communities across America. It is your story.
What good television is about video and sound and bringing the viewer and bringing the user into what the story is. Give me information, I'm yours for a day. Give me a story and I'm yours for a lifetime. That is what our dedication is at Fox 44 News.
The news team of our local TV station has been nominated for 4 Lone Star Emmy Awards. In this episode of The Waco Experience, an American Story, I speak with Vince Erickson. He is the weekend news anchor and director of special projects at KWKT Fox 44 Television. I'm your host, D. Scott Smith. Each week, I bring you stories from leaders in business, government, and nonprofit organizations. You can learn more about this program, our sponsors, and the podcast version of this show by going to our website, thewacoexperience.com. This program is made possible by sponsors: White Bluffs Construction, Custom Building, Home Remodeling. Call Seth at 254-227-2002 and schedule White Bluffs Construction to build your patio, deck, pergola, or maybe you're ready to build that custom home. Visit their website, whitebluffsconstruction.com. Republic Laser Therapy. Emma Gaskin was facing a debilitating back injury. She was told surgery was her only option. But the truth is, there was another solution. Now, Emma's mission is to bring drug-free pain relief to those who need it most. Call Emma today at 254-433-7790. Learn more and book a complimentary consultation at republiclasertherapy.com. Ray's Automotive. Cars are complicated machines and we depend on them every day. Ray makes it easy to keep your car in top condition. When my car needed service, I called Ray. He and his team of certified technicians demonstrate Christian values in business. Call 254-495-7810 or get a quote online at fixmycarray.com. Heart of Texas TV Indoor Billboards. My friend JB James Battle, former helicopter pilot for the U.S. Army, and his team at Hot TV amplify your brand where it matters most. Be seen where your customers eat, work, shop, and play. Learn more on the web at hotdigitaltv.com. Quality Cabinets. Your home is an extension of your personality. Smooth, clean, and elegant. Quality Cabinets is the perfect choice for the modern aesthetic. Visit the Design Center at 720 New Dallas Highway in Waco. Quality Cabinets are available for immediate delivery. Call 254-744-0938 and visit the website qualitycabinetstx.com. Hey, D. Scott here in Woodway at Common Grounds Coffee. I've got my friend Vince Erickson. He is the weekend anchor and director of special projects at Fox 44. That's KWKT Television right here.
That's right.
In Waco
TV. Yeah.
Television. Fox 44 has been nominated for 4 Lone Star Emmys. This is a big deal, Vince.
It is. It is a very big deal, largely because the Emmys are one of the gold standards as far as the being recognized not only by your peers, but your peers that you may not even know. Because oftentimes, a matter of fact, for these awards, these awards are judged by people who are not in state. The Emmys, along with the Edward R. Murrow Awards, those are the gold standards as far as the excellence in broadcast journalism.
So let's get a little overview of what the Emmys are, because I see the Emmys on TV, I hear daytime Emmys, but there's regional Emmys, and that's what we're talking about here, Lone Star. So let's go into, give us a little background onto this.
I'll give you the 40,000-foot view on the Lone Star Emmy. The Lone Star Emmys are for excellence in broadcast journalism, at least as far as what we're doing, not print journalism, and not even, and there are some digital things that are involved with broadcast. It is the Lone Star Emmys, and there are several different categories. I believe there are up to 70 different categories that you can enter, things into to be, first of all, is the nomination process. You are not just with the Lone Star Emmys, it's not divided up by what we call market size. Now we'll come back to this. I want to add some depth to this. Waco Temple and Killeen Bryant College Station is one television market. As far as where we rank that, as far as it's ranked on population and houses that have televisions or houses that have digital outlets for our products. New York City being market number one, okay?
All right, that makes sense.
And then you have Glendive, Montana, which is in the very eastern part of Montana, is the smallest market at number 210.
Okay, I was hoping you weren't going to say that was number two. So
no, that would not be number two. Right. There's not so much space in between.
That's the end. All right.
But that's going to be the smallest and the largest. Now, let's go a little in between and whittle it down. Dallas-Fort Worth, the DFW market, is market number five.
Okay, okay, that's significant.
It's significant. Houston, market number 10. Austin is market, I believe now it's 36. Austin used to be a 70 size market, but with the growth, now Austin is a top 40 market. Waco, Temple, Killeen, Bryan College Station, all one TV market, is market number 82.
Okay. All right.
For many awards, not the Lone Star Emmys, you divide it up into what they call larger market television, medium-sized markets, and small markets. Waco Temple Killeen Bryant College Station qualifies as a medium-sized market, number 82 out of 210. For the Murrow Awards, it's done by market size. So in other words, you're not competing with Dallas-Fort Worth, Houston, Austin, San Antonio. We are on the line with more like El Paso, with Tyler, okay? The smaller sized markets. The Emmy Awards puts everybody together. And when you get to the larger markets, that's where you have your established folks, your seasoned folks, your people that have done excellent work and worked up through the ranks. If you want to compare it to corporate, it's like an entry level. You got the next level, the managerial level. When you start getting up to the top five, that's more your C-suite type of thing, if you want a comparison for that. So now back to that full circuit. Now that we have an understanding of the breadth of what we're doing here, for the Texas Associated Press Awards, you do it by market size. For the Edward R. Murrow Awards, you do it by market size. The Lone Star Emmys is different. You are all lumped into one. So
what I'm thinking back is when my son was playing Pop Warner football.
Good example.
Right, they had the Mighty Mites, they had, so forth.
Mighty Mites, Pee-wees, Bantams, etc.
Right. So now they're working. Yes. So now it's the Mighty Mites are competing against D1 and NFL football teams.
More or less,
In what's happening here in the Lone Star.
More or less, yes. And I would say that is a good comparison. Where I would say it may not be the exact equivalency is that when it comes to broadcast news and when it comes to broadcast television and it comes to digital television, good work is good work no matter what. Okay, you have there are a lot of us who have, and I will tell you my background here is that I made a decision 10 years ago that my children needed to see me more than I needed to be on television in a bigger market, and we decided to settle in the Waco area for my children's sake. But the dedication to doing great quality work, you don't have to have that. For instance, like if you're a Mighty Mike, you don't have the physical skills to compete with folks for the NFL. This is a little different because good television, what you want to do with good television, Scott, is like what you do here with your podcast. Good storytelling is good storytelling, no matter what market you're in. Now, there's all kinds of politics that can go into that. We're not going to go that different area because I feel that's going to send us off into a rabbit hole we really don't want to go to. So we won't have a part of that conversation. But when you put together compelling stories, and what is it that broadcast that still television news does better than any other medium in the world? It's not just give me some words, throw some video in the background, and call it a day. Okay, that's fine. That's great. That's amateur hour. What good television is about video and sound and bringing the viewer and bringing the user, okay, if you want to go on a digital front,
sure,
into what the story is. Give me information, I'm yours for a day. Give me a story, and I'm yours for a lifetime. That is what our dedication is at Fox 44 News. And we have, I believe, and I want to make sure that I'm giving the props to where it really belongs on this, is our lead anchor, MG Montemayor. She is involved in all four of our Emmy nominations. This young lady is head, shoulders, and kneecaps, one of the best storytellers I have ever known. One of the pieces, she went all the way over to France to get it, and it was involved in our veterans coverage. There was one story that, for our domestic violence special, that she talked to a woman who was known as the woman without a face, because she literally got her face shot off of her face.
Wow.
Survived.
And these are some of the stories that are Emmy nominated. Most are Emmy nominated.
They are Emmy nominated stories.
Yeah.
But we also have a team of folks, which is the special projects, which I am honored to serve our staff. I want to make sure that's very clear. This is not about Vince. This is about our Fox 44 team and being able to gather those stories and then collectively put them together to tell one story with many different parts. The Veterans Voices special that we are, actually, I take it back. Lone Star Voices, The Untold Story of Saigon. 50 years ago, April 30th of this year, was the 50th anniversary of the end of the Vietnam War, when Saigon, the capital then of South Vietnam, now known as Ho Chi Minh City for the United Country of Vietnam, fell. There are many people that served in Vietnam. Did you know that you have the National Museum of the Vietnam War here in Texas? It's not in Central Texas. It's up more in North Texas. Matter of fact, it's at between Mineral Wells and Weatherford. The director, the CEO of that museum, actually taught helicopter pilots to fly in Vietnam. And they have a lot of the original helicopters that were there to actually get people out of Vietnam. Compelling stories that folks don't know about. It's not just telling the stories, but it's the stories that when I hear, I didn't know that. I find that interesting. That's more than just throwing some video behind something. Well, we're going to give you an acronym of three different things you need to do. I understand that's what moves algorithms. It does not move good stories. Okay, telling the good stories. And this is where our lead anchor, MG Montemayor, really comes in. She delves in and is able to get those things and then tell it with a different video, the different means that you have now with drones, with GoPros, with selfie sticks, the different ways that you do this, wrapping things around. That is the standard of which we like to operate. So we were honored that the folks at the Lone Star Emmy, now bringing this back full circle. The Lone Star Emmys are, they are individual awards as well as team awards. We were nominated for four of them, and our market, our TV market, we call it DMA, the Dominant Market Affluence, DMA, there were five nominations. KWKT Fox 44 had four of them. And that was for an excellence in the story on from France. There was the domestic violence, the woman without the face. And then two of our special projects, which was Saigon and also Veterans Voices. So we are quite humbled and quite honored that our peers in Texas and around the nation saw that we were able to complete our goal, which is putting together outstanding quality broadcast journalism.
I was able to meet MG.
Yes.
At the Baylor Homecoming Parade, as we were there supporting Friends for Life.
Exactly.
And that was a lot of fun. Early morning, but what a great day and a great turnout for that homecoming parade. But I found out that MG and I both have Southern California roots. And she went to USC. She's a graduate of USC, one of the best schools for this in the country.
Exactly.
It was a great school.
And the work that MG does shows with that.
Yeah.
Again, it's the combination of the writing. And she will get things down to simple words and word usage and then able to meld her voice to be able to tell those different stories. She is dedicated to her craft. She is dedicated to making sure that it is the absolute very best that she can do. And she wants the best things from the rest of us to be able to do that. So it is an honor to have her on the team, which is the Fox 44 news team.
I think one of the challenges with television broadcasting is the limited time that you have to be able to tell those stories.
Yes.
And I think it was Mark Twain that said, "I apologize for the long letter. I didn't have time to write a short one." So there is some definite skill into being able to take these in-depth stories and compress them into a meaningful moment. So let's talk about that backside of the news, the part that people don't see.
Well, we have a saying in the broadcasting business, and I think this probably applies to a lot of businesses that have a really nice storefront. TV news is like law and sausage. It's a great end product. Don't watch it being made. Broadcast news is very different than what print journalism was for years, and even radio, because right now you don't have pictures. So we have to go into greater detail to draw those different pictures, to be able to create for folks that are visual, being able to visualize what we're talking about. For folks that are more auditory, having our words really count and punching them. If you're talking about TV, what is it the TV has? It's not just about visuals. It's about sound. It's being able, for instance, one of the stories that I have for one of our upcoming special projects that will run Saturday, it's called Veterans Voices for 2025. Healing Heroes with Horses.
Yeah, Dave Walsh and the Cactus Rose Ranch. Exactly. We watched the little brief that you did a few nights ago.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when we tell the story of that, what do you have? You have the veterans. You have them interacting with the horse. You have what they do when they're saying, "Horse, come here." You have a lot of kisses like this. When you're putting together these stories, you have to not only be brief, but you also have to be able to describe what you're seeing. Does your video match for what you're doing? If I'm talking about a veteran who is connecting with the horse, do I just want to have someone walking with a horse? Or am I going to be able to capture that of, again, that "thank you, Scooby, for helping me," and patting him in the right place and getting that sound of that. And then if the horse is busy doing something, eating on the ground, and then the veteran saying, "Whoa, come here, Scooby, come here, Willow. Thank you, Willow." It's capturing those different things and then being able to tell that story. Like, here's the veteran with the horse. No, there's a connection between the veteran and the horse. And then you have Dave talking about, "You can't fool the horse." That's effectively telling the story. It is my goal. It is MG's goal. It is the entire staff of Fox 44. And by the way, I want to make sure I give big time props to my good friend and my supervisor and boss, our news director, Sylvia Villarreal. Before she arrived, about a year and a half ago, there was only one other nomination for any awards at all. MG was the key part of two Edward R. Murrow Awards before the Lone Star Emmys came out. So we have exponentially, because of Sylvia's leadership, because of MG's talent, and I am glad that Sylvia has allowed me in this position to serve our people, to bring out the very best in what they do, to be able to do these things. But back to the process of making good TV news. It is my goal, and I make the communication very clear to our staff, you do the best work you can before you get to post-production. You white balance your camera, you test your audio, you make sure those channels are good. You make sure that your filterage is correct. That will take less time in post-production. What you have to do is, for instance, for the piece I did on Cactus Rose Ranch for the veterans therapy, there was over an hour of interview that I had to go through manually and log it word for word, verbatim. And that's not, I could put it through AI. I could put it through all those different things and it could spit that out. It doesn't show me that horse and what it's doing. And there's an hour's worth of thing. I had four interviews, an hour and 22 minutes of interviews to go through for that story. In the end, I have to, if I were doing this on a daily basis, I have to whittle all that down to a minute and a half.
So it took the time to go out there, time to record it.
Yes.
Then the time to process that down to that 1 minute.
To process down. Now, that's on a normal day. Now, for special projects, it's a little bit different because the special projects, I have 30 minutes to fill. Now, I have 12 minutes of commercials. That means 18 minutes of content. Now, if I have like four or five stories, that's going to be tough. So I'm allowed more time. So I can tell you this. The Cactus Rose Therapy story for the special, which will run on Saturday night, runs 7.5 minutes. But that is involved with all those different interviews. The difference between broadcast, and not just broadcast, but even digital television, and the print word, and the blog work, is that we deal more with the headline. And this is where the difference between the different mediums that you have, print media, magazine media, blog media, podcasting media, all the differences. The difference is that we can't go into all those details. You can't. What tells the story? The supposition that I go on is, can I sum my story up in one sentence? If I can sum it up in one sentence, again, simplicity is clarity. Good television still does that. And it does that whether it's on your device, whether it be your phone or your iPad. So those are the processes that we have to do that. Now, what the difference is that for the special projects, I have more time. This is not one of those things I go out and shoot something in the day and then I turn it around and do it for a newscast, okay? This is much different. We call that, when we turn it for a day, we call those day turns. The colloquial we use in the business is called turn and burn. And then guess what? You do the same thing the next day and you have to hurry up. You got to get it. You literally have to tell the headline of the story and then you go. And then on top of that, Scott, now that's what we do. That's our process. Now, your listeners, some may care. Some may not. Another axiom that I take is that the folks at home or wherever they are don't care about my problems. If they engage with Fox 44 News, when they turn on that device, when they click to us, to our website, to our different social media pages, are we going to deliver what we say we're going to deliver? Do we deliver it? And do we deliver it on a consistent basis? Have we delivered it on a consistent basis? We got news for you. If I have a big old sneezing and a honking fit, I still got to get that reel. I have to get it posted. We have our branding of what we do. We have to live that different brand. For instance, if we have some technical difficulties at the station, guess what? We have to work our way through it because all our folks that consume what we do and pay attention to the commercials for what we do, they have an expectation, and we need to fill it the very best we can. Folks at home don't care what my problems are. We just deliver. That's kind of the hard side of the whole thing. And then you're going to have the folks that are going to, again, I believe we have a segment of our society that just is just the way it is. They won the lottery. They gripe about paying taxes on it. I will tell you on a personal side, and I am not speaking for Nextar Media Group, the owner of KBKT Fox 44. This is my own and my only. I believe that chronic dissatisfaction is a form of greed. And you just say, you know what? Can't please everybody, but are you doing the very best you can? Did you deliver on your promise? And if we did that, and if folks generally say, after watching what we do, after consuming what we do, after interacting with what we do on our different social media pages, three words, I get it. It's that simple. I get it. And the more we muddy it up and stay unfocused and don't tell that different story and don't tie those different things together and really touch the human heart of what we're doing, that's not getting. That's our goal. It's lofty, it's high, but it's worth it. And when, going back now to the Lone Star Emmys, when you get those nominations, and now we will find out on November 15th if our station won any of those Emmys. Nominating is good. Winning is even better. I'm still a Spartan athlete. So I am also as a certified personal trainer and as someone who has a nice competitive edge, even at my age, I believe in having fun and winning is fun. So we are in it to win it. But at the same time, We know that we're doing good quality work. And that is when I lay my head down at night and I pray to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I say, thank you, Lord, for the talent. Thank you, Lord, for the drive. And thank you, Lord, for showing me the very best way that I can do things to honor you with what we're doing.
Just to give people a little glimpse here.
Yeah.
Into that Spartan. You mentioned you're a Spartan athlete. Yeah. I had a chance to compete in one of the Spartan races. Oh. This is one of those. You're crawling through the mud. You're crawling under the barbed wire.
Yes.
You're hopping fences. It's a 3K, but I think it took me 2.5 hours because just to give people a little bit of a glimpse there. But today on the Waco Experience, an American Story, we've got Vince Erickson from Fox 44, KWKT television here in Waco, Texas, nominated for 4 Lone Star Emmy Awards. Congratulations to you and the team and all of the station there.
Thank you, Scott. And I would like to respond and add some color and some nuance to that. It is the team. It's the team of our lead anchor, Angie Montemayor, our news director and leader, Sylvia Villarreal, and the different staff. I want to make sure the production staff, Joel Townsend, Tim Wells, and the production staff that allows us to also have the production elements to put those different things together, and the news reporting staff, and the support staff. Everybody has a piece in this. So Fox 44 is honored. I am honored to be my job as the director of special projects is to put people in the very best position they can to have their different talents come out to put something together for what we're doing. It's not a bunch of individuals it's not herding cats. Being able to do that and having to live that mission and then to have the nominations is truly humbling and honoring.
Well, Vince, we're going to have you back for more because there's plenty of stories to tell. You have a unique opportunity doing special projects to get in and tell these more in-depth stories like the Cactus Rose Ranch and the nonprofit they have in the program Healing Heroes with Horses, which is for veterans and first responders, a fabulous program out there run by Dave Welsh and his family. We always love to end with inspiration. Tell us what your vision is for Central Texas and Waco area, because you have a unique perspective.
What my hope is that our people's hearts will come alive by seeing, by watching, by listening, and reflecting on the stories that are told, that their hearts come alive to know that they're not alone, that we're all tied together, we're tied in community, and especially with our special projects. That's something I didn't know today, and I believe I'm better for it. That's what my inspiration is.
The Waco Experience, an American Story, is a production of D. Scott Smith Company, all rights reserved. Thank you for listening.